Good morning and welcome to this short grounding exercise. Before we begin, I would like you to take a few moments now to find a comfortable seated position, ensuring that your feet are nice and comfortable and planted on the ground, and that your back is nice and straight. If you are sitting in a chair, try not to fully lean into the back of the chair, to hold yourself upright of your own accord, imagining that you have a thread going from your tailbone all the way up through your spine and out of the top of your head, pulling you up nice and straight. Arms resting gently in the lap. Once you've found that comfortable seated position, take a few moments now and have some nice deep breaths, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. With every exhale, starting to note that the body begins to soften. Also acknowledging if we've been holding any tension in the shoulders. Just letting that go now. And after the third breath, you can gently close your eyes or drop your gaze and allow your focus to soften. Letting the breath return to normal now. Whatever that may mean for you. And now we're going to draw our attention, bring our focus to our toes and our feet. Considering now whether you can feel your socks against your skin, or perhaps feel your shoes. Thinking about the temperature of your feet now. Whether your feet and your toes are cold or warm. Or perhaps you're unable to feel any sensation, any temperature here. And that's okay. Just simply acknowledging that that's the case. And we're going to draw that attention up now through the feet, the soles of the feet pressed against the ground, that feeling of connection, the top of the feet. To the ankles. Perhaps you're not wearing any socks. Maybe you feel the temperature in the room. Whether there be any breezes or such. Moving up to the ankles now. And the lower leg. Again, just checking in with these parts of the body, considering the temperature, considering any sensations that we may feel from our clothes or from the air. And as we slowly run our attention up from the ankle to the knee, considering whether any sensations that we feel are the same for that full section of leg? Or does it change? Or do we simply feel disconnected from these areas Moving up to the knees now. In that bent position. Are they the same temperature as the lower leg? And as we scan up through the body, perhaps we find areas that the muscles feel tighter, or we may feel a little bit of tension or pain. And we're not going to get caught up in any of those thoughts. We're simply acknowledging that that's the way it is for us right now in this moment. And then carrying on. Drawing that attention up through the upper legs, the thighs. Now comparing any sensations and temperature that we feel in the upper legs to that which we felt in the lower legs. Perhaps even your trousers are a little tighter in the upper leg. There's more sensation of them there. Just comparing those two parts of our legs. And then drawing the attention up further to where our body comes into contact with the chair. Thinking now about this seated position from our bottom all the way to our feet and the points of contact between ourselves and the chair, between our feet and the ground. That sensation of groundedness, of connection. And then allowing our attention to continue up through the pelvis, into the torso. Up through the body, still holding our back nice and straight, thinking now about that core temperature, about that rising and falling sensation that we feel in our torso. Considering now whether we feel it more in our stomach, in our chest, or in our shoulders. And if it's easier for you, you can take your hands and place them on your chest and your stomach, just to really focus in on that rising and falling sensation of the breath. Considering where we feel it more. Or perhaps it's equal in all parts. And after a few more breaths, we're going to gently place our hands back in our lap and continue that journey. Up through the torso, across the shoulders, and then start to travel down the arms. Thinking about the temperature of the arms now. Perhaps you have a short sleeve on, and you might be able to feel the air against your skin. Or perhaps you have a jumper on and you can feel the material against your skin. Again, considering whether the temperature from your shoulder to your wrist, whether the temperature of your arm feels the same, or if there are any changes. And then to the hands now. More than likely, these are open to the elements. Considering now whether we can feel any air on our skin. Perhaps if you're wearing a ring, without making too much movement, can you feel the ring against your finger? Does it feel different? Does it feel heavier than your other fingers? And then becoming aware of that sense of contact between your palms and your thighs. And then we're going to continue that journey up. From the shoulders, up through the neck and the face. Letting go of any tension that we might be holding in the face. Making sure that our tongue isn't pressed against the roof of our mouth. And that our mouth is able to relax a little. Our jaw doesn't feel locked. Noticing that as we breathe in and out, the in-breath may feel colder to our nostrils, where the out-breath feels warmer. Noticing that subtle change in temperature. All the way up to our scalp now. Taking note of any sensations that we feel in our hair. Perhaps if your hair is tied up or clipped back. Or if you wear glasses, where on your face do you feel the glasses creating most pressure? Is it more at the nose or around the ears? Or does it feel even in both places? And now that we've scanned all the way from our feet to our heads, allowing ourselves a few deep breaths, considering whether the pace of our breath may have changed from the start to the end of the practice. Starting to wiggle our toes and stretch our feet. Wiggle our hands and give them a stretch. Bringing some movement into the body now as we prepare to open our eyes. Well, I hope that that exercise has allowed you to bring your focus to the present moment and allow you to feel more grounded. This is the type of exercise that I like to do first thing in the morning. Certainly when I wake up, if I feel that my thoughts are starting to buzz away and into the day, and what's to be done and when is it to be done and who are you speaking to and blah blah blah, to just stop and allow yourself that time to feel your feet on the ground and tune in to how your body feels right now in this moment. So hopefully that'll help you to start your day. Please feel free to leave me a comment or let me know how you found that. And have a wonderful day.